Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Panther Rants podcast. I'm Wlad Harris. It's a Monday morning, a commute, a fun commute to work. This is every Monday morning. Tick, 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 tick. Yeah, you can hear my turn signal going. So, lots happened since last podcast. Actually, a bunch of stuff happened. Well, we had Pit Hoops having their little throwback game, I guess you can say, where they wore all these warm-up jerseys of former players and whatnot. But Pitt lost to Syracuse. It was a close loss, if you call it that. The score was closer, but Pitt really was never much of a threat to actually take over the game. I mean, we could be honest about that. They seem to have found some defensive help in terms of the 2-3 zone. And which resulted in closer games. And the big thing was, the article that came out is that it was not so much an article, but an editorial about how Kevin Stallings is the low attendance could force Pitt's hand and Kevin Stallings being fired. Well, here's the thing. A new coach isn't going to spur attendance. It's not. It may increase attendance temporarily, but if your product isn't good, and if the coach is you hire turns out to be a dud, you're back to square one. So, whether fans like it or not, they're probably stuck with Kevin Stallings for another year. I know that really hurts their feelings, but and how bad things are, but it is what it is. His buyout is $10 million. And I just don't see if the university is going to fork over $10 million to him. I mean, personally, if I'm the AD, I'm telling the fans, hey, if you don't like him, you want him gone, start a GoFundMe, and you guys can pay the bill. You can pay his buyout. That's what I would do if I was the AD. But at the same time, we don't know what's going through the AD's mind right now either. Heather Lyke has been pretty quiet about this. She hasn't really said a whole lot. Maybe there isn't really much to say. But eventually, she will have to, make a statement. Maybe give Kevin a vote of confidence and say, hey, he's our guy for at least the next year. because he's playing with a fresh group of players. And obviously things are a nightmare right now for Pitt. But it sucks. It just is what it is at this point. They've, I mean, I don't know if you call two close losses progress with this team. Two close losses. And at the end of the day, they're really just losses, if you think about it. I mean, I don't like moral victories. In this case, I don't like them at all. And then, you know, these are just losses. That's all they are. So, I don't see, I don't see him going after this year. Unless he does something outlandish and, you know, makes some crazy comments or does something, like, you know, pretty much does something outlandish, I don't see him actually being fired. Not to mention he's got some decent players coming in. And speaking of dialogues, well, obviously with Pitt football, we may have to have one coming up because Michigan State's under some heat over an Outside Lines report where some players have been involved in some sexual assaults. And a lot of and obviously there hasn't really been much action taken on them. But I've heard different accounts. Supposedly this was the same report that happened in 2015, and both coaches said that they reported it. They took the appropriate steps. And this is just a piggyback off the media is. Pretty much ESPN's using this as a piggyback off the Larry Nassar case. I guess they're trying to burn Michigan State. Well, I don't know about all that, but I'm sure there'll be more coming out when this gets investigated. NCAA wants to get involved, but of course, they knew about a lot of this as well, and they did nothing, so I don't see what the point of the NCAA trying to come in and flex their muscles is going to do. Because really they have nothing to flex really at this point. But in Pitt's case, Pat Narduzzi was on D'Antonio's staff, you know, during this timeline. So I'm sure lots of people, especially the Penn State centric group, which they have started already talking about this, whether or not Pat Narduzzi knew or covered up. No. This is not like a case where, you know, we're in case of Penn State where, you know, the victim supposedly went to Paterno and back in the 70s. So Jerry was assaulting him and Joe told him to get out of his face. I mean, it's not one of these cases. You know, we don't know. But I'm sure Pitt's going to have to have a dialogue with, or I should say conversation, because dialogue is something we all tend to use a lot anymore. They'll probably have to have a conversation with Pat Narduzzi, whether we like it or not. And really, they're going to have to do it just to say that they did their part, that they, you know, did their due diligence in checking with him on what he knew, because people are going to ask questions. So you're better off just, I don't know. I guess making sure all grounds are covered. Because, obviously, you know, obviously you don't want people magnifying this in Pitt's case. So, yeah, question's going to be asked, and I'm sure it'll be asked. So I don't really see this affecting Pitt too much, or the staff at all. So I really, you know, wouldn't worry about too much. We may get some flack from people about this, mainly because we refused to hire Tom Bradley. But I don't think we refused to hire Tom Bradley because of the whole Penn State stuff. If anything, we just didn't want to hire him. I mean, that's just the case because we would have... he was available a plethora of times for a pit job. We never hired him, so I'm sure if we really wanted him, we would take him even before all the Paterno stuff came out. And of course, you know, obviously the Deadspin article that we've all been waiting for finally came out. As it pretty much talked about working for what it's like to work for Dejan Kovacevic. You know, obviously he made some staff changes recently, and you know, I don't think his site is going to die by chance. As long as he's still putting out really good content that people love, you know, his base loves, his site's going to stay in business for a long time. So I really don't see him going anywhere, or his site burning to the ground. The last stuff that was mentioned in the Deadspin article was same stuff that we've all known about. Pretty much most of it. The only difference is we had some new text messages. You know, we all know that Dejan loves Starbucks, and of course he gets his little. I just didn't realize he got a latte with 12 pumps of syrup. I mean, once your body breaks that down, you're going to be more tired than what you were before. But if he's drinking it all in moderation, then maybe it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, his site's still young, and I think it'll survive. And he's still got the following to do it. So I don't really see anything really burning the ground. And if people want jobs, you know, than writing... in sports media, if he's going to offer them one, they will most likely take it because they need the exposure so they can get discovered by somebody else. So, one thing I will say, though, in his defense, when you're a contractor for any company, if you're working under just a contractor, let alone a 1099, in reality, your employer doesn't have to give you anything when you travel. They don't have to book your flight or give you a hotel. They don't have to give you any of that. So I understand that they were upset that the meals weren't paid for. That's never a fun thing. I mean, when I traveled, I think initially when I started, one company I worked for, my flight, my flight and my hotel and my car were paid for by the company. As far as meals go, pretty much, I didn't have a corporate card or per diem. I just had to, I had to spend it out of my own money and then expense it. I didn't have to tax it like they did, but I pretty much would, I had to pretty much add it into my expense account, and I also had to scan all the receipts. I had to go and take a scanner and scan all my meal receipts, which is one thing I love about when you go to bars and go to eat, and they give you your copy, and all it is how much you paid and the tip and everything else. They don't give you an itemized receipt where it's, you know, that you, the fact that you drank a bunch of beer and. Because that's one thing I always worried about is, what, you know, if I had a few beers, whether or not they would charge me, you know, what they'd pay for. But they did. I mean, there was no really much of a limit of, you know, of what you're going to eat. But I didn't go totally overboard. I think one day I got a steak. That was it. Any other time I ate probably a, you know, Del Taco or some other fast food place, or the same restaurant by the hotel I was staying at. And I think one time I was flying, you know, I was flying to Denver. I forgot my leather coat, and it was cold and snowy that week in Denver, and I had no coat, so I called. I remember I flew into Denver's airport. I remember calling. I decided to use the corporate card they gave me, because by that time when I was leaving, they finally gave me a corporate card where, you know, I could buy everything with the card and, of course, expense it. And if I wanted to make purchases with the corporate card that were not work related, I would have to, you know, pay it out of my own money, you know, pay it back. Oh, we got some road rage. So, for me, when I flew in, I went and called I called finance and said, hey, I got to make I said, I forgot my coat. I need to purchase something. So, I'm just letting you know. And they said, go ahead and do it. We'll take care of it. So, I went and purchased a hoodie. Because really, that's all I was going to need, because the hotel was right next door to the office. It worked out. But yeah, when you're a contractor, pretty much they don't have to give you anything. These days now, they at least give you health care, which is why I can say, you know, for Dejon's case, that they didn't provide any benefits. But really, when you're working at 1099, you're not going to get any benefits. You pretty much have to get your own benefits. But even before then, when I was not 1099, I was just a straight contractor. There were never any benefits. There was never any paid time off either. When you missed a day, pretty much you missed a day. That was 8 hours of pay gone, which is what you hate. So, you know, that's one thing I can say in his case is, when you're 1099, I mean, they don't have to really give you any. They don't have to give you anything. So, it's nice that he did. And that's another thing. We work for a small business as well. I mean, you know, like I said before, if there's really not an HR, you're screwed. And it can also be bad for the business as well, because what if there's a sexual harassment case involved? If there's no HR and they don't handle it, then they're going to be looking at a lawsuit pretty much. And, you know, plus, we were for, you know, for my case, when I worked for a small business, I was always working as well. There was never any breaks. People were always replying, emails were always flying, texts were flying. You were always working no matter what. Which is one thing I really don't miss about working there at all. You know, I remember we had a project manager one time get written up because he didn't reply with email to a client right away. It's because he was in the some sort of meeting because he wanted to adopt, him and his wife wanted to adopt a child. So they were not meeting, and he didn't reply to email because he was in that meeting. And they wrote him up for it anyway because he didn't reply right away or in a decent amount of time. But yeah, small businesses have their, you know, they have their good points, but they have their, you know, their really negative points. But in case of, you know, work for a Dejon, if you want exposure, I mean, that's one place you can go. But I'm sure his site's going to survive. But I'm sure, you know, he'll survive. And his site will too. As long as he's still putting out good content. Because if you look at his competition in the Pittsburgh media, there's really not much there. So, oh well. Then also, the big thing, what not really the big thing, but I guess one of the conversation pieces that happened over the weekend as well, before the weekend, was that you had pretty much the SportsCenter 6, or SC6 as they call it. It's going away, but, you know, because pretty much Jemele Hill is leaving. And people are calling out certain avenues. Well, here's the thing. Before Jemele took this job, she had a base. But of course, there were a lot of people who don't care for her and her writing for all these reasons. She had those people to deal with as well. Personally, for me, I never really watched her show. And I really don't watch ESPN in that time frame for that matter. I may flip them on late nights to look at highlights, but pretty much if I want highlights from a game, I can find them on Twitter, or I can just go on YouTube and just look up the highlights. I really don't have to turn on SportsCenter at 6 o'clock. I don't think I've turned on SportsCenter at 6 o'clock in probably over 10 years. I would turn on SportsCenter usually late at night and let SportsCenter run a continuous loop over and over again all night. So I don't really think that her comments about Donald Trump and boycotting, you know, ESPN, boycotting the same sponsors that sponsor ESPN really hurt her that much. Although some say that's probably why she lost the job. No, I mean, the SportsCenter's ring has been plumbing for years. Not to mention, you know, a lot of cable subscribers are going away too. They're going to streaming. So you can't really totally pinpoint her comments. That's why she's gone. So it really doesn't matter who they have in that time slot. They may get a little more viewers, but it's not going to be what it once was. Because nobody really, you know, I don't watch it. I don't watch ESPN in that time frame. And not a lot of people do. I personally have better things to do. I mean, shoot, at 6 o'clock, I'm just making it home from work. So I'm really not going to be DVRing the SportsCenter 6 o'clock segment. I'm sure if there's anything, you know, from that I miss, I'm sure somebody's going to have, they're going to post it, or somebody's going to tweet it out. So I'm not all that concerned about it, to be honest. But anyways, I'm going to let you guys have your Monday morning back. We're pretty much recapping a lot of what we said. I really don't see Stallings leaving after this year. Unless something drastic, something really bad happens. He probably needs another year. And I really don't see Pit forking $10 million on a buyout for him. It's just too much money. So kudos to Scott Barnes for that buyout. If anything, he negotiated a retirement package for Kevin Stallings in case he does, you know, get canned. As far as, you know, Pit football goes, Narduzzi, I wouldn't be too worried about it, but I'm sure, you know, the admin will probably have a conversation with them just to have it to cover their behinds. Just to say they did it. Because otherwise, the media will be all over it. DK Site's going to survive. I don't see the Despin article destroying him too much. You know, a lot of it was just rehashed stuff. And finally, I don't watch SportsCenter at 6 o'clock. I really can care less. I mean, even before this new show came out, I wasn't watching it. So, if I turn on ESPN, it's to watch sports. So, I'll just flip on my ESPN3 app and just do it that way. But anyways, guys, have a good week. Hell to Pit.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.